Wow.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of martial, of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in wake this place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon, October 1st. The new quarter of the year has started. I'm joined, of course, by Elgin David.
What?
Oh.
Ethan Moore's here, everybody.
Hey, what's up? I'm happy to be here with Minda.
And back, for the first time in a while, our new co-host on Mondays, also, you know, we're on a flop and a flip-flopping schedule whenever you could do it, because we're not going to commit.
Yeah, we're doing a flex schedule.
Yeah, we're gonna, it's like a trial period.
You never know when I may pop up. It's like a pop-up shop,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Minda,
hey, I'm here. This is it. Now, you didn't have cameras here the last time I was doing this regularly. Boy, does that make it a tad more awkward.
Really? Do you feel uncomfortable with the cameras, Minda?
I've already made a yoga and a volleyball appointment since we've been sitting
right
here.
Really?
Yeah,
it
no,
makes
this
you sit
is
up
terrible.
A little straighter.
I hate it. Yeah, but I'm going to still try. I'm going to put my best, you know, vagina forward. And
well, from my vantage point, I think our viewers are should be enjoying
well, yeah,
this
I
view
mean,
right now, Minda.
You don't
on Facebook
have a lot of titty on the show anymore, unless you're looking at Dougie's titties. But it's usually covered. Oh, Ciro? Does he have
Ciro
some?
Has some titties,
packing?
And Danny the Jew when he sits there. So they, it's not that they're not getting titties.
I got some too, you know.
Yeah.
Even without my dress, I'm still.
When you go on drag, you put anything in your bra?
Well, you know, I've been eating a lot of donuts lately.
Yeah.
So I haven't had to.
Yeah.
It's been I've been over,
no
overflowing.
Need. Yeah.
Oh, Ethan's up a cup size.
I know. It's That's bad. Right. It's really bad.
No, so we're excited. You know, it's a lot of thing about women. You know, a lot's going on in the world with, you know, a woman. You know, there's a lot of, you know, here's the thing. You know, here's the bigger picture of everything, right? There's sides of saying, hey, women have to speak out against, you know, sexual abuse and stuff like that. That's the whole part of the Me Too. Agree, you know?
Sounds good to me.
You know what I mean? That's right. If somebody's, listen, if anybody is doing something wrong, somebody should speak out. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? I'm not.
As like, soon as possible, like, if you can get over the emotional, you know, trauma
right
of it.
You know what I mean? So I'm all for it. You know, and to suggest just because you're a white man that you're against it.
Biatch in jail.
Listen,
like,
the woman who sits there and says, oh, you're a man, so you don't blah, 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 blah. Guess what? You deserve to get fucked with because
what?
You're
hey,
a fucking,
hey,
you know
hey,
what I mean?
Hey,
you know, those
hey.
Are, so, but you know what? Let me tell you something. I think
this
sometimes.
This is why we need Minda.
No, this is why sometimes, you know, the ones that make these, you know, I had a woman on Facebook. I put a point on Facebook today. I said something like, congratulations to Donald Trump and his administration for renegotiating NAFTA.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it's called now, there's a new agreement. Things are a little better. You know, like they've always said, they don't want to completely change it. They wanted, there's certain things they want to adjust and fix and stuff like that. And it happened.
Now,
against everybody. A lot of people said it wasn't going to happen, much like we were going to go to war with Korea and all that shit. That didn't happen. And any other people say, oh, my God, can you believe it? He's saying he loves Kim Jong-un. What? 1 minute you're worried about fucking war. Now you're worried about them loving each other. The world will be a better place if Trump was banging Kim Jong-un
whoa,
in the
whoa,
ass.
Hold on. We started out talking about women here. How did we get to Trump
saying,
banging Kim?
Because we're just getting to
John.
It. It's all,
oh, okay.
It's all it's, about the hypocrisy in my mind of people that are never fucking happy.
It's all just connected, Dougie.
It is all connected.
Is it? I feel like
it is connected.
You've been hanging out with Ciro too much.
No,
you think everything's connected.
Believe me. Ciro and I, although we may have the same angle of something, we don't have. Now. All right.
I mean, you guys know that this whole resurgence right now of this awful, you know, Kavanaugh situation,
right,
testimony is just because, you know, they needed to pass another $3.8 trillion tax cut that went through while everyone was Me Tooing.
So you think
that's what happened. Right. You guys got played. That was a big Me Too. Like, everyone's Me Tooing, and bam, $3.8 billion. Hey, I'm all for the tax cuts. I got companies.
Hell yeah, man.
I got money that I need to defer in other ways. I don't want to pay people my money. I like my money.
And I don't want to put it in the hands of government. I don't mind giving my money to charity, to people like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. You know what I mean? I don't mind giving my money. But when I give it to the government, I don't trust the government. What's up, Peter Kramer? Welcome again to the show. So, but listen, to get to my point, I'm all for it. If a guy, ladies, if a guy wronged you, first rape, if any guy raped you and you've been silent, and you know who the fuck, you go after the fucker.
Especially if it's part of the government.
Then, yeah, especially if it's a Democrat right now sitting in the Senate. It'd be fun to watch that guy eat shit. But my point
Either
is...
party, Dougie.
Listen.
Bipartisan.
Listen, well, as soon as, you know, if you could get over it as soon as it happens, if it's a long time ago trauma, as soon as they become important, you know...
Yeah, I think that's the thing, right? You feel like you see this person ascending and all of a sudden they're going to have no check on their authority whatsoever.
Yeah, you got to do it like, you know, in this case, I wish, as soon as Bro became part of like a judge situation, someone should have been like, hey... there's an issue here.
Well, my problem with my inconsistency with I always look for inconsistencies, right? That's a good part of showing if truth or something, if there's inconsistency. Mm-hmm. If someone lies, there's inconsistencies to their story, all right? So to me, if someone's a sex perv and a sexual predator of some sort, it usually doesn't stop. It usually continues. Yeah. So
that's why we keep having more allegations about this Kavanaugh guy.
No, they're
that's
not
what
credible.
I said last week.
There's not more. There's just people jumping. Like the last one, they won't even testify. The Avenatti brought out.
Oh yeah,
he's
a hero. He's gonna be our nominee.
He's a hero, by the way. Your nominee is gonna be a guy who's gonna be disbarred because of
the accusations. Dude looked like a hot mess. That honestly, that's my concern. Is like, how are you gonna crumble like a little bitch?
Yeah.
With some pretty simple questions that honestly, you have the whole like, yo, it happened in high school. What do I really remember from high school? I'm like, you know, 60 something now.
He proved that he can't be dispassionate and be like a focused, logical judge. Angry
it's
and crying.
It's always easy to say.
These
are harsh accusations. These are very sincere accusations. It's also someone who is part of a constitutionalist. He's seeing and witnessing the destruction of the Constitution by guilt before innocence and the sea of it. To be asked about what's Ralphing in high school. The fact, you should be able to, in that hearing, go, are you fucking kidding me? You're asking about what I did in high school?
Well, that's
you're
what
asking
he
if I
done
drank
in
beer
a
in high
cool,
school.
He should have told
way.
The truth. He should have
well,
told
he,
the truth.
Well, he said he drank, but he didn't say the question was, did you ever pass out? The fact that someone could say they testified and said, for
why
him to say he never
say
passed
yes?
out.
Of yeah, course, I was in college. I was drinking and I've passed
he
out.
He said it.
But
so,
he lied about all these little things, about the Ralph Club thing, the boofing. You know, he just lied about everything.
It's all because that's all imagery. Because here's the thing.
But I know
whatever it is. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Bro.
Interpretations of whatever happened back then can never be proven. Anyway, so it's not a question. It's still a thought that it could have been this. It could have, it's never. It's all nonsensical when it comes to anything legal. And that's as a mind would think. That's a legal mind, like a judge. The judge knows that's nothing. It's not going to. They're going to say you're going to prove boofing meant. You really going to go to court and prove what boofing meant? You're going to get discrepancies from 20 different witnesses. It's never going to be passed.
He knows that.
That's right. That's why he's like, I'm not going to make a. It's a mockery. It's a fucking mockery. And if for any American citizen to be able to witness what the fuck happened in that whole hearing. And they're sitting there with the seriousness of it. It's a fucking mockery. We are all being played. We're all being pulled into the fucking abyss of shithole. You understand?
Well, then that's why are we giving so much? Like, if it's a mockery, like I said at the beginning, it's a distraction.
But
when you're in real policy, we could talk about the real policy. We don't have to talk about
when you're involved in the mockery and you're the person there.
Oh, I wasn't there.
You can't. What I'm saying. Here's a guy, I wonder why, because this guy knows the powers and everything that's wielding right now, not just the fact of the story, but everything behind the scenes that's wielding through this situation. The fact that, you know, the guy who said, he at one time, he told her, are you like a drink? He asked the ones that one woman said, he was like, well, you like to drink?
Oh, yeah, I know.
And her father was an alcoholic.
I was waiting for one of the senators to say, you're not allowed to talk to us like that.
God, we've come so far I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Right? Like, I feel like we are just light years from that.
And Kavanaugh was one of the guys, you know, holding the torches and screaming with him when it was Clinton.
But hold on, not for anything. You know, Monica Lewinsky was pretty young and impressionable, and that was some Me Too shit. That was Me Too shit. Let's let, like,
and
he
was in the Oval Office.
Even
at that, let me just state this.
Trump was smart enough to do it when he was just on reality TV. He would never be dumb enough to do it now. That's the point.
Except with Ivanka, maybe.
Well, listen, if she lets him. I don't know if she lets
him.
I think Jared has to let him.
You know you're really hot when your dad wants to bang you. That's what Trump said. He's like, look, he's a realist. Of course, if she wasn't my daughter, I probably would.
She's definitely the favorite child.
That's the simplicity of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's the guy. That's the thing. To say the guy is hiding something, he's so stupid, he's going to say honest things anyway, you know? Like you said when you read the book, we're talking about Trump.
Oh, you guys were talking about Trump.
So, at any rate.
Yeah, I read the Woodward book.
Right.
It was really funny. It's really hilarious.
Yeah. So
it's probably right on. I would imagine like a lot of the chatter I heard before it was released on what it was going to be like, it sounded pretty reasonable that that's what things would be like.
Right. You can tell it's not a hit piece on Trump. There's good things about Trump in it.
Look, the worst part about Trump is that he has never been anyone's employee, and thus he has never learned to be diplomatic. He's never learned to take direction.
And now he works for all of us.
That's the problem. It's the biggest problem in his personality and persona is that dude came, he was rich already. His dad was rich. He went in and was the boss. Like, do you know what kind of difference it is from that person who's had to work their way up and take a bunch of people's shit to the guy who's just walked in from day one and everyone's kissed his ass and he's kind of just been able to be crazy?
Right, but don't insinuate that it was an easy fucking road.
It was an easy road.
Anytime you make it from level to level, there's always challenges. The more and more you advance, there's more challenges.
From a relative speaking,
that's always a fucking poor man's
fucking
excuse.
He took over an existing business.
Yeah, but it built and it exceeded and it continued to exceed. He did an excellent job. Hold on a second.
But hold on a second.
Anybody that fucking does their business and takes it from somewhere it isn't, I don't care where it started here or here, and not only survived that business over decades, number one, but build on that business, is a fucking success. Because at any moment in time, the bigger your business gets, the more possible it is for the shit to fall.
Okay.
And it hasn't. So anybody that's done something for 20, 30 years in succession and built on that, I consider that an incredible success, regardless of how you started.
I think Trump's the thing that he really is good at is marketing. He's good at marketing himself.
Listen, his name. Let's not talk about what he's good at. You made a great point.
Well, no, I always make lots of great points. Thanks for noting it, though. I appreciate it.
Because you got all defensive. You thought I was going to get...
But my point is, the big point you had was that here's a guy... He's not a pioneer. He's more of a pioneer of branding and self-promotion than he ever has been of real estate.
Fantastic.
And that's hard.
Fantastic.
He did not start the business. There's a big difference between the guy who trades everything to start a business and the guy who takes one over and scales
There's
it up.
There's a big difference. But here's the most important thing that matters between the two. These are people that make decisions, get things done, and have a succession of that, and have purpose, and have a calculated method of doing something. That's what that continuity of all success.
I'm not saying he doesn't have great skills.
No. Here's the point you made, that here's a guy that never had to really follow direction, never had to sit
not
there
really.
And appease.
He never
That's
had
what
to
I'm
follow.
Saying.
He never
That's what
appeased.
I'm saying.
Not really.
What
not
the fuck
almost.
You want me to say, man? I'm saying you're. I'm giving you the point of the point. You don't need to fucking keep telling me you're right. That's my point. That is a great aspect of somebody that... Now, here's my point. If you know that of somebody, if you know something of somebody and you accept that, like, all right, here's a guy that, you know, I'm like, then what are you going to do? Are you going to constantly judge and get mad and critique that aspect of somebody when you've, at the point you understand and accept it? Is it bad? It's not bad. It's the way it was.
What are you talking about? He can't be self-aware enough to adjust his fucking attitude.
That's easier said than done.
Let me talk to a guy here. Adjust your motherfucking attitude, bro. That dealt with addiction.
Okay. Easier said than done.
I'm the addiction guy.
Well, easier said than done.
He's adjusted his attitude.
In other words, I think it's a great point because here's a guy that's been this way since day one. So to break that chain, it's not like he's going to go, okay, I'll just do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a behaviorism that's become.
People don't change. That's the thing. And so then it's weird when people get into recovery from addiction because, like, actually it means that people do change. It means that it happens, like, really rarely, I guess.
Right. Or it takes time, or it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of self-reflection and adjustment and thinking before you speak.
Which, here's another thing I'll tell you about addiction, is that people rarely get sober when they are, how old is Trump? 70 years yeah. old, and then change, decide all of a sudden they're going to clean up their
life.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to. That's my point. And that's
Trump's
why
it's not going to change.
That's why, you know what? It's almost like, okay, whatever. It's things that are said and stuff, but let's worry about the actions. That's why, you know, I'm worried. I'm wondering why the world, we're so fucking smart. We're all intelligent on Facebook. We're all spewing our knowledge and expecting everybody to bow down to us and change our ways just because of the shit you write. We're so smart, yet we don't understand that this is who he is. But all that matters isn't always what is said. It's what's being done.
But look, that is who he is. He's not used to being not the boss, and he works for the American people now. Mm-hmm. And what we're saying is that he actually is not up to that task.
So you know, no,
so
no,
we
no.
got to fire.
No. All we're saying is that
you didn't say
he's not up to the task.
Hold on,
if he can't do the job,
all right, the deal was done. The new trade deal is done. Everybody thought he wasn't going to do it. Everybody thought Canada was going to get pissed or going to this and that. And let me explain.
Well, maybe
let me,
he is going to serve the American people.
He is serving it because I think here's a guy that his one commitment for his ego and that all that fuels that guy, all he cares about is doing his real belief. Like you read in the book, he really has a positive intention for this country.
In the book, it really comes off as being anti-war. He actually wants to bring all the troops home.
He wants to bring them home. He wants to make the jobs here. He wants to have people have work. He wants people to enjoy and not have to, much like, let me give you, like the reason my goal when I was a financial advisor, one of the things that fueled me and like really passion to be doing it, my mom and dad argued about money every fucking night. Hmm. Every night I was home, my mother was yelling at my dad, we need money for this, we need money for that, we need money for this, we have to pay this, what are you going to do? And my dad just got home from working 12 hours under a fucking car, and he's listening to shit. So that was my fuel. So when I wanted to help people with their money, my inspiration was maybe being a part of their life, but that would never be part of theirs. Right?
Yeah.
So I think in the same manner, here's a guy that has all this and he's been blessed with all this. And he's saying, you know what? This is what I want to do. These are my beliefs. These are my images. I'm not going to be a fucking poetic guy talking about it. I'm just going to fucking focus and narrow in and doing it. That's what I see. But we're still judging what he says, what he does, and what, blah, blah.
Well,
what are we really paying attention to? Do you want this country to be fucking better? Do you want things? You want jobs? You want or do we want to worry about how somebody says, we want to worry if somebody says they or their.
No, I'm kind of watching how interest rates keep going up.
That's
going to
happen.
They're trying to stave off inflation, but it's not really working for me.
It's going to happen either way. I'm going to tell you as a financial guy, it's going to, because they've been at zero for so long.
Yeah.
So after a while, there has to be a, it's going to come. And the real question is, what type of influx do you have? You have a massive, or does it range? If it happens in controlled methods, it's sustainable and it's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's whatever. So, hey, we have a trade deal. We're not going to war with North Korea, right?
Hey, if it works, it works. I guess we'll see. It's all in the middle of it right now.
It's always in the middle of
it.
Until the last day on Earth, it's never ended.
Well,
so let's get that straight.
I mean, history will write the story of how great it is or isn't. But he's kind of like a new age, brashier, egotistical Reagan. Like, you know, came from the ashes.
Not as well spoken, obviously.
Well... No.
From the entertainment industry.
He's not eloquent. Yeah.
No.
Started
Reagan,
as an entertainer.
Reagan was classy, but you have to remember, Reagan worked for a lot of people coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just made it the same way through
branding. He was a
blue-collar
guy.
He worked for people.
Yeah.
His dad...
He was in Hollywood. He was on the casting couch, you know?
Yeah, he got Harvey Weinstein.
He was sucking those dicks. Yeah, that's right.
Doing what he had to do.
I gotta suck a dick.
See, that was me too.
Yeah. But listen, I'm all for it. Again, if anybody's doing anything wrong out there, report them. I don't care. That's, you know what I mean? I said on the show the other day, everybody should just go through a morality test. Like at this point, if we're going to be at this level of judgment of people, then what we really need to do at this point is we all got to step through that fucking x-ray machine and get all the bones out of the fucking closet. And all those people that have bones, we're going to put them in. We're going to send them to Australia. Everybody in Australia is going to get the fuck out of there. And we're going to take all these people with corrupt moral compasses and we're going to put them on a fucking big continent and let them fucking kill themselves or whatever they're going to do. And all the moral people can go on the rest of their day and move forward.
They can live in their glass house.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the person who judges between the moral and the immoral? Holy
that's
shit.
Right. Thanks, man. That's right.
What
that's,
a job.
That's scare the shit out of the liberals. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Kavanaugh is going to be the one. No. You're not going.
Oh, God.
Here's what I don't get. Why didn't they pull him 3 weeks ago? It's so crazy they should have done it because any other president would have pulled him by now. And I think that's where Trump is making a mistake here. If he wants to do his thing and get a conservative justice in there, he got Gorsuch in there and there wasn't a Me Too uprising.
Right.
You know, Gorsuch didn't have anything in his background.
Well,
if soon as this happened,
you know what happened?
The
Democrats had no game plan, so they got caught sleeping. If they would have came up with something, and then maybe they couldn't find anything on the guy.
By the way, respect to Dianne Feinstein. She was
For her.
It's nice
no
to see the Democrats playing dirty for once. They held back the info and then released it at just the right moment.
And you know what? Like they said,
Democrats got some balls all of a sudden.
They are investigating who the leaker was, who got rid of the anonymity of this woman. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. But they're dirty. And, you know, that's why I'm saying it's a joke when everybody's questioning. If you're questioning what I did in high school, you know what I mean? And meanwhile, you're doing insider trading. Meanwhile, you're taking advantage of news. You're getting slipped from lobbyists and all kinds of shit. How dare you?
Other things Republicans do.
Politicians do. Okay?
That's true.
If you're going to fucking put a label on it, just get a little more generic.
Most recently, it was Republicans.
No, most recently. Dude, every fucking... That's why I laugh when people say, oh, my politicians... Go fuck yourself.
It was like a month ago they caught that Republican guy insider trading.
Listen, all politicians, dude. They're all taking... That's why... Term limits for Congress.
Okay.
Right? Term limits on these cocksuckers. Get them in and out. There's too many of them that are fucking career politicians. Have them go work at Walmart as a greeter. Fuck them. Let them really understand, right? Right, Minda? These are people that need to learn how to work for someone else, truly.
Yeah. I just think to become a high-level politician, you're so bought and sold by the time you get to higher level that, you know, it's like you're kind of corrupt just by essence of playing the game. It's the whole game is just asking people for money. It's really jacked up how it is. Look, you don't have to be in government to help people. There's tons of nonprofits that do better things.
Mm-hmm. The smartest people and the best people definitely don't go into government.
Hell no.
It seems to be
they
the
go
case.
On their own. Right?
Well, that's the even bigger issue. It's like kind of like teaching. Like nobody who would actually be really great at it is stupid enough to do it.
That's right.
Well, it doesn't make any financial sense.
To the guy who's a teacher.
I teach sometimes.
Well, I mean, I
teach philosophy.
You hear that? She's insulted you, dude.
Hey, at least that higher education's a little better than the situation for those people who have sacrificed their lives to teach, like the youth of America.
But it's true.
I feel terrible.
Some people
for them.
Just have the calling, and that calling. They may not be the brightest, but that real true love for teaching. Listen, here's the thing.
I know, but they're the teachers. Well, they should be the best ones.
Well, I'll tell you, though. I couldn't do philosophy, but I could teach it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I could, like, write on the
cusp of
do
what you say, not as you do?
Well, I could teach them the history, and here's what people have thought.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Teaching is basically you have a book, you have a manual, you have an outline, you got to teach. Yeah, it's just that the teacher doesn't have to necessarily know.
I write my own stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you're no fucking John
Paul
Sartre.
Yeah, but you're
not
like teaching original content, the philosophies of Ethan Moore.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a philosopher, but I can teach philosophy.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't have to be an astronaut. I don't know if that's
so this is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Will great philosophers ever teach philosophy?
No, they just speak.
Here's the thing. There aren't very many careers in philosophy, so most of them actually were, all the great philosophers were teachers at some point, pretty much. But it's pretty rare. But there's a lot more philosophy teachers than there are philosophers, I'll put it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all high all the time and atheists for the most part.
There's some Nazi ones that were...
Yeah. No, it's interesting. No, I mean, like in my studies, most of them, they're all atheist. And they were, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
And they were all pretty much.
Not Aquinas and, you know.
Well, I mean, they didn't teach me. I'm talking about my professors and philosophy professors in college.
Oh, you didn't get any Aquinas or Augustine or any of that stuff?
No.
You had to get the Christian philosophers, too.
I read enough of that shit. All right, since we're talking about women.
Okay.
Right?
I am one.
Yes.
Most of the time.
I just got to look at the video cam. Okay, yeah. And I agree. And I don't know if you're into hip hop.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I love hip hop.
You do?
All kinds of hip hop.
You know Cardi B?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I've seen her on Jay Leno. She's irritating as shit to me when I listen to her.
Yeah, you know, she used to be a stripper. Right. She's got that
whole
self-promo
thing. Why
does she
talk like that?
I know. Is
that the brand? Like, is that her thing? Like,
Cardi
her gimmick?
Cardi B is the Trump of rapping strippers.
Come on now, dude.
She just
she's good at self-promotion. All right.
Yo,
she's branding.
She just got in a fight.
Yeah, that's
right.
What
at a strip club or something?
She surrendered to police in an alleged assault in New York on employees of a strip club.
Yeah, way to blow it, Cardi B.
Yeah, that's a bad decision.
I don't know. Maybe she's building her brand.
Yeah,
you know, that's
her,
kind
helps.
Of like, oh, I'm badass. Look, I'm going.
Street
like,
cred.
It's not like she's going to not have a good time in jail. I mean, she's going to be treated like a fucking goddess in jail.
Right.
There's only going to be love there. That's not going to be a problem for her.
She was charged with assault and reckless endangerment. They're both misdemeanors.
And she's rich enough to have a good lawyer.
At Angels, at Angels Strip Club in Flushing.
Flushing.
Yeah. Sounds nice.
Now...
Angels. That's not. It's usually
sounds
different.
Heavenly.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Now I'm not a strip club guy anymore. I don't really bother. I don't. You know, I'm not going to waste my money if somebody wants to meet there for a drink. But you know, it's been a long time since I've gotten a dance.
I don't do it very often either. Every once in a while, someone will want to go.
I'd rather go. Bed. I'd rather drive my car and just throw out my money in a poor neighborhood. No, I do. If I'm going to make that kind of charitable donation anymore. It's going to be that way.
I like how Dougie thinks it's charity.
It is charity.
Strip clubs.
It is charity, dude. I was the white knight walking in that place too many years.
You're like, I'm putting this on my taxes. All right.
Yeah, I did.
It's a donation.
That's a loss.
I have a friend right now.
I spent over $30,000 in a strip club one year.
Really?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wow,
that's
serious.
Tell that to people.
Well, I was making about $380 at the
don't
time.
Don't tell
so.
It to your clients.
No, they're going to lose faith in me.
I have a friend, speaking of addiction, I have a friend who's struggling with strip clubs right now. He goes and he'll spend money he doesn't have. And he likes the intimacy, but it's fake intimacy.
Right.
And he'll go all night and he won't be ready for work.
So I would guess my armchair psychology would be this is somebody who just needs some sort of reassurances.
He got divorced a couple of years ago and he's struggling a little bit with that.
Maybe he should buy one of those robots.
Those sex robots,
yeah. They're real. They're very realistic.
I don't know.
They have a better personality than most strippers, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
I don't know about the sex robots. I think that's a certain type of guy who would do that, right?
Just get a companion robot, like an R2-D2.
But does it look like a chick?
Well, yeah, I would make it, you know.
Or is it that dome?
Yeah.
He just looks like a penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like a chode.
I don't know why I feel like I'm gay. Why? Because I look like a dick. Yeah, man. She's charged with assault for allegedly causing injury and reckless endangerment. For those of you throwing objects at both female bartenders, sisters identified as Jade and Batty G.
Those were not singles she was throwing.
No, she was throwing ashtrays.
Okay. Ashtrays.
Ashtrays, beer bottles. I mean, if you're throwing something at a bar, shoes, what do you think was also in there?
Yeah, stiletto heel. That's
just
right.
Some stilettos?
Weave.
Somebody's weave.
No, we're like when I went
so
to
racist.
School. No, it isn't. That's from personal experience. Mm-hmm. I went to middle school in the east side of Miramar down here, and I saw a lot of fights that ended with weave all over the place. Detached.
Because you grab the weave.
Yeah, you do a lot of hair pulling, especially when the girls fight.
Some of the fiercest fights I ever saw were elementary school where black women fighting each other.
Hmm.
I mean, they just rip their clothes off. You know,
yeah, this was middle school. And what was great is it was a new middle school that had been recently constructed to replace the old disgusting one.
Okay.
So there was a lot of trees held together with the 2x4s with the two nails in it.
Oh, right.
I saw more than one fight where those were pulled to be used as a weapon.
This was in middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out Perry Metal, Miramar. Holla.
Back in the hood. Actually, her attorney said that there's not going to be any proof. That she hurt anybody, and Cardi B ordered.
It wasn't on video. Don't we have six videos from 10 angles?
Strip clubs always have video, which is interesting. At least 10 people were said to be involved in the fracas, which may have been over a romantic dispute.
Like a baby daddy thing.
That or you got my money, bitch. You owe me money for
Oh, maybe it was like maybe she's pimping people out.
Cardi B smiled as she left the police station, but she did not comment.
It's part of her brand.
A lot of rappers are pimps.
That is the brand. I don't know if it's true. They say that.
They use them at least for videos, right. And I don't think it's as like ratchet as like the regular run-of-the-mill pimp.
The only one who I believe is a real pimp is Too Short.
Oh, Too Short?
Yeah.
Cardi B ordered and committed violent assaults against my clients. This is the other attorney. And is being called to justice for her crimes. Apparently, she thinks her celebrity status puts her above the law, much like Trump.
Would I be incorrect in assuming this isn't her first offense?
I would guess. You know?
Ethan, why are you laughing? Maybe no, maybe it's her I'm first... trying to, find
just,
out
just
more.
The tone of voice.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny to me.
Interpretive.
So, yeah, she's probably done this before, right?
I would guess. I don't know if she has a rap sheet or not.
I thought you knew about Cardi B.
I don't, you know. I saw her on
Ellen.
I saw her on The Late Show. Okay. Or no, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And she was irritating. He let her, I was like, what the, who is it? And then I found out she was a stripper and, you know, whatever.
I wish they would bring Celebrity Deathmatch back. Kanye versus Cardi B. Oh, did you see Kanye? Fair. Just did SNL. He just like went on a spiel and they cut him off.
He was wearing America. The
Mexican. Oh, I think it was wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah, and I think it was pro Trump. And of course,
recently,
and the guy, who's Kylo Ren from the most recent Star Wars was standing next to him. I saw the picture on Facebook.
And they
watch
cut
it.
Him off.
They cut him off. The only reason there's a video out there because who was it? Chris Rock was there and videotaped it and then promptly put it out onto social media. Thank you, Chris Rock Kanye for working together.
Yeah, I gotta watch this.
To make this happen. I didn't actually watch it. I heard about it on like celebrity news.
So so that show is live, obviously Saturday Night Live, and they just went to blank, like.
They just went to commercial.
They've
just
done that. They've done that. The only other time I ever heard of them doing that was with Martin Lawrence.
Right.
Do you remember that? It was very famous in the 90s when he went on the Saturday Night Live stage and was like, "You women need to start washing your asses." He's talking about women's.
Oh, my God. That was the start of Me Too right there.
But he got, it's fine.
It was like too dirty for them. But they're like, no, we just don't like his political stance.
Yes.
Interesting. Yep.
Very much censored.
How we've changed as a society. So? You could probably say whatever you want about people's asses these days.
No, that would be a welcome change of conversation.
That's every other sketch.
If they were talking about Trump's dirty ass, they'd let him speak. Right?
I'm sure if that would have been a liberal rant, he would have been given the green light, right? They would have even stopped the credits and the sound from rolling.
Well, how do you feel about that censoring? By the way, I mentioned this about Facebook and stuff, and then because I posted about, I had three people unfriend me because I posted that comment about I'm glad we have this trade, this treaty renegotiated.
Right.
And I mentioned that three people unfriended me over it. It's kind of interesting.
And one person posted you with a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, exactly. And through that whole post.
Which I say is fine.
It's fine, of course. I thought it was funny. I liked it. In the comic I made a joke with, Chris Topher, local comic, I said, I joked, I guess I know I'm not booking ever again. He's like, are you kidding or what? I go, of course I'm kidding, dummy. What the fuck? I forgot.
Censorship? That's what you're
asking. Because listen, I was thinking like somebody asked me like, would you give a shit about people? I go, I follow it because when somebody it becomes my friend, like a comic or something, they send me a fan page. I always like it. Like it doesn't hurt me to like somebody's fan page, right? Because if I ask them, basically my thought is if I ask them to like mine, I hope that they say yes.
Right.
Right. But if you unfriend me, I want to know who it is. So if I have your friend, I have your fan page, I'm going to, I'm not going to keep following your fucking fan pages.
You're saying there should be consequences for your actions.
I'm telling you.
Retribution.
I'm saying if you don't like me, fine. Guess what? I don't have to like you.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's just fake. I don't want to have 3 million people I like, So, any rate. So I said, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But my point was, I'm thinking about getting off Facebook. I'm like, personally, I'm done with it. Like, I can't make stock
and
predictions.
And going to what? So you're going to get off Facebook?
I just keep my Instagram, my Twitter and shit. At this point, I don't mind. I post photos on Instagram, whatever. I don't need to be edified. I don't need to be, if people tell me that my way of thinking is this or I'm this because of this and... I heard the world. I'm not interested anymore. What everybody has to say.
Well, I just generally no longer, in fact, if ever, post my opinion on Facebook. I'll post, did you knows and a quote or a show.
I try to post jokes sometimes, and promotion stuff, but that's it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of tired of Facebook, too. I've been thinking about dropping it lately.
Yeah?
And they just had that data breach where they lost, like, the 50 million passwords or something. That just happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, all right, this is turning into, like, more of a downside than an upside.
Well, and everyone's parents have gotten the trend's over. Like, my mom is,
it's not cool.
Oh, it's awful. It's...
Yeah.
Snapchat, Instagram, that's where everyone's moved to.
And eventually it'll be something else. And we'll have to see... What that is, but in the meantime...
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure...
Oh, my God.
Some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's right. The Cardi B story wasn't making fun of. It was just interesting to point out.
And Kanye's story.
And the Kanye story, yeah.
I'm telling you, Saturday Night Live has been terrible forever, so...
It has. I did not, for the record, I did not watch it live.
Yeah,
I only seen it in news after the fact.
I don't watch it. I mean, I really don't watch it. I'm not home on Saturdays. It's not because I don't like it.
Does anyone even know the cast of Saturday Night Live now?
I know Norm MacDonald used to be on it.
Well, no, hey, I'm talking Daniel. About the current cast. We could all shout out old cast
members. Pete Davidson, comic's on there.
Okay.
The black kid from Burger, whatever that movie was. He's been on there forever. I love that guy.
He is funny.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's an actor. He's a comedic. He's a true comedic. Like, he's awesome.
Eddie Murphy. He was on there at one point.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about now, though, right?
Yeah. Now.
Josh. What's his name? The guy.
John Belushi?
John, yeah. No, not John Belushi.
I'm sorry.
I miss Samurai Dry Cleaner.
Mike
though.
Myers.
He's on that show.
David Spade.
He used to be.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the Muse. Classmates can't find time capsule that they buried 30 years ago.
Oh, fail.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah. They're trying to find evidence.
The time John Belushi was
evidence on Kavanaugh. Former classmates reunited in Michigan to uncover a time capsule buried 30 years ago. The result? Can't find it.
Hmm. Oh,
the
man.
Seven classmates and two teachers spent 2 hours suddenly digging outside the high school.
There's been like an earthquake, a tectonic shift.
Yeah,
there's probably a portable over top of it or something.
Right.
Like,
goddamn frackers.
They built the new stadium on it. Like, it's not happening. So this is my question. How long do you look for just one class's time capsule before you just go, F it.
Plus, it's only 30 years. I mean, it's not 300 years ago.
Right.
It's not 1,000 years ago.
Right. It's not
who
like
cares?
Yeah,
what are they going to find
Earth's
in there?
Core.
Right.
Tracy Gilmer.
Really skinny ties.
Said she remembers putting a Michael Jackson cassette in the box.
So I was going to say, here's my 8-track of the Bee Gees.
It's
like,
Michael Jackson.
Along with assignments from an accelerated writing and reasoning program. We had our own constitution, and I actually sewed a flag for our country. Oh, look at you. It's all about you.
Wow. Well, what a waste of time now, right?
I think it was purposely lost.
There's a copy of the movie Porky's where sexual assault is fine back then.
That's right. Teacher Sandy Sanders said information about the capsule was filed away but lost. Some wonder if a rebellious classmate dug it up.
What?
I'll show them. Yeah, that wouldn't be funny. You know what would be funny? Digging it up.
And then put something
taking
else.
It all out and then put a fucking cell phone in there.
Right.
You know, a fucking iPad. You fuckers.
or really old stuff. You put like one of those bicycles with the big wheel.
Yeah, like a fucking dinosaur bone.
Oh, in the time capsule, right?
Right.
Yeah. Just shove that bicycle with the big wheel.
A fucking butter churn.
I don't know how big it is. Is it like the size of
it's a thing.
It's a time capsule. It's probably like a little box.
Oh, I was thinking like a giant room.
Like a trunk or something.
I don't know. I mean, it's got
a giant room?
They lost it.
They can't find the giant room of stuff anywhere.
What, they got a caterpillar digging this thing up?
I don't know. I was hoping
it was an old bomb shelter.
We're all kind of in the dark, trying to remember what was in it. Well, that's part of it. It's exciting. You don't remember what you put in there.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of fun.
Superintendent Dave Eller said the box may have been unearthed earlier than when work was performed to elevate the flooding behind the school.
Someone probably dug that up, thought there was going to be like treasure in
it or
something of value, and was like, "What
it's
is
fucking
this
Michael
crap?
Jackson CD? Goddamn it!
It's a Saved by the Bell VHS."
Right,
the fucking idiot buried it.
Throw this crap out.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, that's a shame.
Obese couple makes 3-story fall after flooring after fall collapses during sex.
Wait, what?
Did they make a big like?
I'm reading it. And I'm starting to laugh.
How far was the fall?
3-story.
Oh my god! 3-story. What fell?
You don't want to be in the splash zone.
Two big old fatties.
Uh-huh.
So
they're dead.
Obese couple makes 3-story fall after floor collapses during sex.
Floor collapse.
So they're,
that's not even
so
640-pound man and his 450-pound wife.
Right.
No, someone broke that fall.
Gee, the ground.
I wonder who was on top.
It was an 80-pound lady.
The poor people in 1A who happened to be frail. And weigh about 105 pounds.
Yeah, they were incredibly athletic.
They did yoga. They ran every day.
Oh, God, the obese people killing the athletic people.
Yeah, ironically, they fell into a yoga studio.
Yeah.
They should have just gone downstairs and lost some weight.
And, ironically enough, these healthy people died because of obesity.
Yeah.
Don't put that on my tombstone. Michael Davis and Teresa Walker from Liverpool were having sex in their bedroom on the 3rd floor of an apartment building.
That is a fat city, by the way.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
All those fish and chips.
Yeah, I imagine the infrastructure there isn't like, you know.
It's from like 1810.
Exactly.
Right?
Not a lot
it's
of
not
fiber.
Current.
Yeah. Right, either.
Yeah. When you walk on it.
Like, to code.
Yeah, on the third floor of an apartment building when the structure collapsed. The couple in their bed fell through three floors. Ah!
Wow.
Well, the momentum after you know, just you through the one floor. Yeah.
Hit me, big boy. The couple learned their...
It's like you were there, right? Like his accent. It's amazing.
Exactly. Bang me, big boy. Give me the big dick.
Close your eyes, ladies
harder.
And gentlemen.
Well, you a pussy. Fuck me harder. Emergency service were rapidly called on the site, and they were able to extract the unlucky lovers from an uncomfortable position. Miraculously, the couple suffered only light injuries, and no other really? Residents in the building were there.
Wow. No, sometimes fat saves you.
Yeah, they just bounced.
Yeah.
No, it happens.
I have my own fucking airbag.
Hey, man, fat saves all the time.
Really?
Yeah, no, it happened to my dad. He was real fat, and he used to be a motorcycle cop. This was before I was even born.
Okay.
And he was a fat motorcycle cop, and there was a chase with an accident, and he got pinned under a truck and dragged.
Wow.
And the only reason they told him he lived is because there was so many layers of fat that it had to burn through before it got to his organs.
Oh, man, so did it burn through the
no,
fat?
It did, but then...
did he have a scar?
I don't know.
Well, he's
I don't,
fat as fuck. Yeah, he cares about just, a scar. I've heard of situations where people who were shot were saved because they were so fat.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bullet just
ripped the exactly.
Sucked in like Play-Doh. You know,
right.
It's like if you ever have tried to sex with a big fat girl, you need deep seal. You need deep sea equipment. You
right. Right.
You know. Me and Gene Harding were talking about this week in World Series of Comedy. Like, that's why a lot of big girls like black men. They're the only ones who could fucking hit it.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's like
classic.
You know? Liverpool police said it had opened an investigation, but there haven't been people living underneath because the building is, how old was it? It was a 250-year-old building.
And probably pretty smelly.
Yeah. Wow.
They thought that they were getting hit by the Blitz during the 40s.
Air raid signs.
Yeah.
Is Hitler at it again?
It's Trump or Hitler. One of us are bombing. Fuck for your lives. A proposal on Colorado Peak leads to the couple's altitude issues.
What
the fuck this is. I thought the story was different. Oh, yeah. Here's a couple that thought it'd be a good idea. Here's a romantic. I'm going to take her up to this fucking mountain.
Right.
And I'll propose. It's a good idea, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right? Where did Dan propose to you?
He showed up where I was staying in California, and I didn't know he was going to show up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, like the police banging on the door. And when I opened it, surprised me and proposed.
How awkward would that have been if you had a dude in there with you?
It would have been pretty awkward, but I didn't, so it worked out just fine.
All right, that's cool. By the way, embarrassing, right?
By the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I
no.
haven't seen you since it happened.
So. Oh, right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah, he was pissed. He was like hoping he can get get in on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're taken.
He was sitting there telling me, going, man, I'd really love to bang Binda.
I'm actually planning to fly out to where she is in California.
Yeah. Dan got there first, dude.
Oh, man.
He has a longer stride.
Speak of, I don't want to call him the devil because he's the opposite.
You know.
Speak of the Dan.
Speak of the Dan. There you go.
Speak of the Dan. In Boulder, Colorado, a Texas man.
He heard what we're saying.
Found a scenic location in the Colorado mountains to propose to his girlfriend, but the couple ran into a trouble on the way down. Sheriff says 27-year-old Joshua Mason of Denton, Texas, took his 20-year-old girlfriend, Katie Davis, on a hike on Saturday to Jasper Peak. At an elevation of 13,000 feet. They got lost as darkness fell. This isn't a good way to start your potential marriage.
Right, right.
I'm going to show you the way, honey.
Right.
I'm going to bring you to paradise. I'm going to bring you the world. Fuck, we're lost.
We're going to die.
And we're not asking for directions, okay? I'll find my way out of here.
I'm not asking anybody, honey. I'm a man. You're going to love me, goddammit.
We're getting married. Don't you trust me?
Run, bear. Honey, it's the branch. The couple were showing signs of altitude sickness and dehydration when a hiker found them. He led them to his camp and gave them food and water and banged the girl. Let me show you a real man,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, right.
Your husband's a pussy. He got you lost. Rescuers reached the camp early on Sunday and walked the couple to their car, and they didn't require medical attention. I wonder if she said yes.
It didn't mention
she
that
took it
in
back
the,
after.
The article.
She said, listen, I'm going to retract my earlier answer.
Right.
I can't believe the reporter didn't, like, decide to mention that. I guess maybe if she, if they didn't mention it, then she said no.
No, I think they said
yes. Yeah, I think she probably said yes. Yeah. They're probably like gallivanting down the mountain. We're going to get married. Fuck, where are we going? We're lost.
Probably a millennial. Okay.
Most likely. Los Angeles has its first electric scooter DUI prosecution.
Oh, come on.
Man, those things were everywhere when I was out west.
Yeah?
Oh.
Those rascals?
No, they're like little bird, like, electric scooters, and people just, like, park them everywhere, just right in the middle of the sidewalk. Huh. Someone will just leave one there.
You think that's because of traffic and shit? People just said, fuck, I'm going to take my scooter for a two-mile
drive. No, it's because of homeless people and poor people and shit. And that nobody
they have scooters?
Can, well, yeah, you just rent the scooter. And then you can just drive it around, and you're supposed to drop it off at a docking station. I don't know if, like, someone can't ride it without a particular key, and that's why people can just leave it in the middle of the sidewalk. But it's, like, an issue for them there. It's becoming, like, a problem.
Where is this?
In, like, the Los Angeles area. Oh, no, everywhere and, okay. Okay. Like, out there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize, it's hard to understand how, you know, a homeless person has a scooter.
Well, they rent them.
Bucks.
It's
you
the
can buy
same,
a hotel room for a week.
It's right. The same way you rent an e-bike or a city bike, like in a downtown area.
Well,
they have like them all stalled up, and you rent a scooter.
Los Angeles, a man has been fined $550 in order to pay restitution for riding an electric scooter while intoxicated and knocking over a 64-year-old pedestrian on a sidewalk.
Hmm. See, now I say you shouldn't be able to get a DUI for that, you know? If you're riding a vehicle that can't knock someone over unless they're 64.
Well, I think it can knock most people over. But things go pretty fast,
really?
Right? Yeah, you could probably get knocked down. If I was standing there and somebody hit me from behind, he'd send me to the ground.
These things are
they
light,
go like
though.
15 miles an hour, really? Man. Huh. Says here that 28-year-old Nicholas Cuffroth was the first motorized scooter driver under the influence legal case in Los Angeles office. Says in a statement that he, on August 4th, had a blood alcohol level more than three times the limit while operating a bird scooter.
Huh. And what is that?
I don't know. It's like a fucking scooter with a beak and feathers.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Did I use that proper?
You said it earlier.
Okay,
said, yeah,
I wasn't sure when you said that.
That's why I looked at you and
I said it right or wrong.
So what is
yeah.
a bird scooter? You
it's
have
just
experience.
The brand.
It must be like a city bike.
So you know what it looks like? It looks like a razor that is electric powered.
What's a razor?
A razor scooter.
Gotcha. So it's like something you stand on with wheels and shit. It's not like a It's not like a sit down scooter.
Exactly.
Okay.
It looks like a razor, but it's electric powered.
Like a hoverboard kind of thing with like
it has wheels.
It's like more like a. It's kind of like a
it
razor.
It looks like a razor scooter. Yeah. It looks exactly like it. Except
I picture it. The pedestrian was knocked down, leaving a theater, and suffered a knee abrasion, while the rider continued on. Sucks to be you, buddy. Cuffroth pleaded no contest to operating a motorized scooter under the influence and a hit and run.
Wow, hit and run.
He was placed on 36 months probation and must complete a DUI program.
So this is like if you hit someone with a bike, if you're riding a bicycle and you hit someone.
Yeah.
Can you get a DUI for that?
Yeah. You get a ticket on a bicycle for speeding or not signaling and shit.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Why not?
Golf carts, too.
I ride my bike around. They've never done anything.
Well,
to me.
See, we saved you from fucking getting arrested. Here's a story: man arrested for chasing after a plane at the Dublin airport. Stop! Guy's running down the fucking runway. I almost missed my we were delayed leaving Cincinnati. You know, and I always hate flying into Atlanta because Atlanta always fucks things up.
The layout there is really terrible.
They're fucking. We're about to pull out of the airport in Cincinnati, and they're like, we're going to shut down the engines. Everybody in Atlanta says they're not ready for us, so we're going to wait 20 minutes, turn into 30.
Right.
So then it's no problem. We are starting 15 minutes early. We'll be there on time. And if you have. The worst thing is when you got to run from gate E to A.
Yeah.
You get on the train, and then add to that when you got to take a shit. And, you know, you're like, I don't got time to stop and take a shit.
No, you don't have the shit time. You have to shit on the next plane.
I'm hoping. And then, of course, when I get there, they're delayed.
Right.
Like,
so hurry up.
They were
delayed. Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I hurried up. Now I'm like, okay. And I went to the lady. It's embarrassing. I went to the lady at the gate. I go, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. How long are we going to be? She goes, you got plenty of time. I go, no, you don't understand. I got to go number two.
You said that?
Yeah, I said it. I didn't give a fuck. I'm not, you know, I mean, I had to go number
That's
two.
Funny. Yeah, you know? She probably figured that out the, when you were asking.
You were shifting back and forth like a 4 year old.
I can't make that assumption. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know if she's just brushing me off with an easy answer, like, yeah, you can go piss. No, 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 I got to take a shit. Okay. I may have to take a little longer. You know what I mean? Than right. the average person. I'm just saying. I don't know how long someone shits, but sometimes when I'm in a public bathroom, it seems like people do it pretty quickly.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? They go, and they fucking wipe their ass. They're gone. I'm like, man, I'm just sitting here making sure it's all gone.
You're like, I've just read the first page of the newspaper here.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the sports section yet. A man arrested for chasing after a plane at Dublin Airport. An Irishman who missed his flight at Dublin Airport was arrested on Thursday for running after the plane on the tarmac in a bid to flag it down.
Wow. He is really desperate to make his flight.
I love the Irish, you know?
Witness said a man in his 20s broke through an airport door and ran toward a Ryanair plane, which was about to take off for Amsterdam. Well, we understand why he wanted to go.
That's right.
Declan Harvey, who was at the airport, said he would he could hear a man shouting, "Wait! Wait!"
His pint of Guinness was sloshing onto the runway, too, as he was running.
Hold on a second. Delkin Harvey, who was at the airport, said he could hear the man talking in the plane. Before he was tackled to the ground by airport workers. The airport said the man became agitated after he and a woman arrived at the gate too late for their flight. It said the man broke through a door and made his way onto the apron, trying to flag down.
Like the Kool-Aid
man. Oh, I'm going to get him that fucking plane, man.
Except the beer man.
Yeah, it's not a cab, bro. Yeah. Like, what? You
busted
I'm going to stop that fucking plane. that would have been so funny,
God,
man.
How drunk did he have to be?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. No. He was granted bail until a court appearance in November.
Wow.
That, you know. Very funny. Stop a fucking plane.
That is not an Irish accent.
All right. Well, did I say he was Irish or he was going to Ireland or something?
Oh, it was Dublin, so I assume.
Whatever. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, dude. let me hear your fucking Dougie's accent. You got an English accent?
No.
All right. Well, there you go.
I like Dougie's Cockney accent. He uses it for everything.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
yeah,
he's like a guy from Pakistan. He's like, good luck, governor.
How's it going there, mate? Let's go on a little fucking jihad. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely on like the resume.
Who was the guy from ISIS, though? Yeah, in English. Remember, they had a guy in English accent.
Some of those guys do because they were educated in the UK.
Oh, no, I'm from Muslim. I'm a Muslim, but I'm actually living in London.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one. All right.
I'll tell you my favorite airport, Jakarta.
Yeah?
Oh, every time it was delayed. I'd show up half an hour late to every flight I ever took out of that city.
Yeah.
And they were just whatever.
Yeah, to be expected.
Yeah, security. Yeah, just go through whatever. It was very chill. You don't have to take your shoes off. I was like, is this safe? But it's great. Jakarta, Indonesia. Yeah.
Well, I got my TSA pre-check, so I never take my shoes off anymore. You've got that, right?
Yeah, it's on the list of things to do.
So you don't have it.
Since like February, the thing's been on my refrigerator where to go get it. Listen, I keep traveling and
My wife got the global pass too, which is even better because that's anywhere. Yeah. But you know, but it's funny because we were heading to the airport. A guy who another comic shared a ride to the airport, like three of us, and we're all walking up to the TSA, and I go walking to pre-check, and all these guys are stuck in this fucking long line.
All like, right, Mr. Cool.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm thinking ahead. $85.
I look
it's
like
the best
a
$85 you'll spend.
For 5 years, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Boo, a Halloween display so scary that neighbors call 911. That's got to be the goal if you're going to put that
goal.
Shit up in your house.
Yeah, it's like a creche so religious that it makes everyone get saved as soon as they see it.
That skull is crying. West Fargo, North Dakota, a Halloween decoration hanging in the window of a North Dakota home is so scary that it prompted calls from concerned neighbors and at least one plea for police assistance.
What was it?
There's a child with a dismembered head in the window. Like, yeah. What?
A sign reading, "Help Me," which appears to be written in blood, is part of Becky Moo's display on her favorite holiday at her West Fargo home.
I like that.
Reports that Moo's and husband began getting messages from neighbors over the weekend asking, "Is everything all right over there?"
My God.
Everything okay over there, eh?
Dan into that.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And other neighbors, another even dialed 911, leading the visit to the police. Must say the incident ended in a laugh and that the officer didn't ask her to take the sign down.
See, they should not have killed a real drifter to make that decoration.
Yeah. They didn't say they used real blood, though. Yeah.
If she wasn't a white lady, if it wouldn't have ended in a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, it's in Fargo. There aren't many black people in Fargo.
It's cold as fuck.
I didn't hear that
there.
Part. Oh, my God. If it was the only black guy in Fargo would never put a sign up like
that. Story
could
have ended differently.
I feel like the only black guy in Fargo gets a pass. They're like,
can't be him.
That's Mr. Johnson. Yeah,
you know, if you're the only black guy in town,
right,
you're not going to do any crime.
I kind of got an idea who it was.
And everyone wants you to be their one black friend. Yeah.
Oh, well, here, you want to
hang out? Get a picture with Dave.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney, you want to hang out? What do you mean, man?
When I lived in West Virginia, in the town, the only black guy looked kind of mixed. The poor guy, anytime we walked in, nobody called him by his name. They all called him Tiger Woods. That's the only thing they could identify him with.
Hey, Tiger Woods.
Hey, Tiger.
It's Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. Here's a story. Authorities, a man steals from cars and falls asleep and is arrested in one of them. Authorities in suburban Atlanta say a man stole credit cards and IDs from 8 cars before he fell asleep in one of them.
Hey, man, that's hard work, though.
Yeah. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office tells the news outlets in a statement that 23-year-old Timothy Zachary was arrested on Tuesday after a deputy found him sleeping inside the parked car of a resident in an Ackworth neighborhood. Yeah.
Hmm.
Crime doesn't pay, but you do get some sleep.
So he fell asleep in the middle of the crime.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take this take this ID and this wallet. You know what? I'm going to take a nap first, man. Lay down and take a nap.
Usually, you steal, then you go to buy the drugs right away.
8 cars, though. He was probably exhausted by like 5 or 6, right. You know?
He was overachieving.
His own stealing tenacity is what kept him going to 8.
He thought too big, man.
He should have done 7 and then spent it, you know?
Yeah, next time I'm going to do 5.
You know?
I'm going to take a break.
2 in the hands.
It's like halftime.
You know?
I need a halftime.
Yeah, right. Bird in the hands.
Right.
I need a halftime.
Two in the bush? Is that what it
is? That's
what it
is. Yeah.
2 up, 2 on. 2 up, 2 on. Zachary was charged with several offenses, including burglary. It's unclear if he has a lawyer.
Probably not. No, he probably has a public defense.
Yeah, lawyer. He eventually will, I would imagine, have a public defender.
Who's going to get him to, what's it called?
Plea bargain?
Yes, thank you. I was thinking settle in my head, and I knew that wasn't the right term.
Well, I mentioned sex dolls earlier.
Yes.
That might be one of those guys' way of getting, you know, a better idea. Body turns out to be a sex doll, police say.
Okay.
Yeah. A body reported near an Ohio forest preserve Thursday afternoon turned out to be a sex doll that somebody had their way with.
Oh, man.
Well, there's a lot of fake bodies in today's news.
Yeah.
You got the fake Halloween decoration with Help Me. You got the fake body there fighting in the woods.
See, like, that one I actually kind of feel bad about. And not that I want someone really to die, but when they heard in that nowhere Ohio town that there was potentially a body in the woods.
Right.
I bet you all 3 guys working at the police station were like on full alert, like best day ever, like holy
got shit.
Shit
to do, Bill.
Yeah,
and all the serial
we
killers.
We finally got a call.
You got a real case, man. You
get out there and it's just a sex
with ooze
doll.
With fucking jizz fucking leaking out of it.
Probably all the serial killers in town were like, oh my God, they found it. I thought I buried that thing.
Yeah, all those guys got nervous, like on Facebook, when you say something like obscure. You talking about me?
How come Jim left town?
Yeah, why'd that guy leave? Like, what was that? County engineers in Colerain said they saw what they thought was a body wrapped in a garbage bag on a hillside near Richard Forest Preserve. Colerain is about 25 minutes drive from Cincinnati. Hey, I was just there. Wasn't mine. Responding officers initially had trouble getting to the site. Police sent a coroner to the scene. When the coroners removed the body, they found a life-size female sex doll. From a distance, Thardy said the doll looked lifelike.
I'll tell you what, I understand this guy, because I tried to take mine back to the store, and they would not take it back, you know?
Come on, man. It's not like it's a pair of shoes.
So dumped it in the woods.
Yeah.
Why won't you take it back? Yeah,
you can't throw it over the wires, like the... Well, that would be fun. No, you know what it is? I wonder, you know, the sex doll is probably worth, what, a couple hundred?
I mean, maybe thousands.
And it sounds like it costs the county, like, you know, $70,000 to get the resources out there to recover it. Right. So,
gentlemen, donate your sex dolls.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah. Don't just throw them out.
We were talking about charity earlier.
And what's going to happen to some kid out there? It's like when kids find porn in the woods.
Right.
Can you imagine a kid is looking for porn, finds a sex doll?
That's right. For just $4 a day, you can get little Jimmy a sex doll.
Yeah, just donate it. Just clean it up as best you can.
Yeah, play a fun game. Drop it off at the Goodwill drop-off that's usually behind the building, and then watch to see who picks it up. Right. Because someone's going to see that sitting there.
They're going to walk by it twice.
Take it home, yep.
they're going to see the...
and they're going to look and see if anybody's looking.
I just take the bottom half.
Yeah. Right. I don't got time for all this. Anyway, that's all we have time for today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Again, I want to thank Ethan for joining us today, of course.
It's good to be here, Doug.
It's always fun. And our new, back here in the seat, Minda's here.
I'm back, baby.
Bringing us, was that estrogen?
Sure.
It's
bringing
something.
Some estrogen to the show. God. Some female.
I should
hope
so.
I thought it was a first good, you know, outing. We had highs. We had lows. Yeah. I got you real mad at the beginning just for old time's sake.
Dougie likes to get that radio heat, you know.
Oh, no, he loves
it's
it.
It's just contrived controversy.
I know. He's making it all
up. He's making it all up.
Yeah.
You know.
He's actually a liberal.
Yeah. People don't believe it. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have time. By the way, tomorrow in the studio, Elgin David and Danny DeJew will be back from his little hiatus.
Yeah.
And don't forget, guys, Wednesday night, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be there. As well as Chris Priest will be featuring. We had a fallout. Trey Maddox couldn't do it. And your headliner, Mike Vecchione.
Yeah.
I'll be your headliner. And other than that, I got some shit coming up. Go to DougAlmeida.com. I'm going to be at Myrtle Beach, at Comedy Cabana. I'm going to be at Zany's in Rosemont coming up. I'm going to be in Atlantis. Go to DougAlmeida.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And follow the show at Wake Up Dougie.
Yeah.
And join our fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And go to our site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean. You can hear us on Stitcher and iTunes. Minda?
All right. You want to hit me up at Minda is awesome on all social media. And, hey, at Comedy Basement Show, we have Esther Koo coming for our annual charity show, third annual Comics Stand Up to Cancer. Esther Koo will be headlining two shows, two completely different lineups, different material. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. 100% of ticket sale proceeds go to Fuck Cancer. That's been for the last 3 years. So we've raised almost $2,000. We're going to go for $2,000 more.
There you go. That sounds good to me.
Yep.
Ethan?
You can check out my podcast after you're done listening to this one. It's called Mean and Sober, meanandsober.com or on iTunes. Also, you can find all my shows. I got a bunch of stuff coming up in October and November on Twitter or Instagram at Ethan is not funny. I posted all there. Check it out.
That's it, guys. Again, tomorrow, check us out here in the studio special show. And on Thursday, big special blast in the past, Lenny Travis will be here.
Oh, my
studio.
Gosh. Lenny, wow.
Yeah, from the original Lenny and Dougie
all
show.
All the oldies but the goodies, huh?
Lenny's going to be here on Thursday afternoon around 4:30 or so, and I'm going to be sitting with Mike Vecchione to talk about comedy, a special episode for you guys. That's it. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun, children of the sun.